This is episode 2077 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I am honoring you today because here you are getting ready to do one of the best things you could do for yourself all day, and that is to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, you are going to discover a breathing technique you can do as you meditate. I'll guide you through a few rounds of this breathing technique, and then you can take it from there. Breathing techniques are one of the fastest, most effective ways to instantly calm your mind and your body. You can do breathing techniques just about anytime, anywhere. As we continue along with our series this week, the focus is peace. And you have a special challenge, and I want to check in with you to see how your challenge is coming along. You are on day 3 of our series. If you're just joining us, no worries. You're right where you need to be. In each episode, we do a different meditation technique, so you can join in doing that technique with us. Well, in this week's series, your challenge has been to cultivate peace within by doing the technique I share in each episode. And then you are challenged to share your peace. And there's a lot of people in need of peace these days. And so when you think about someone in need, it could be someone you know who you want to reflect on all week long and consciously send this person peace or reach out to them. That's the best way to share peace. Let them know you're thinking of them and then check in to see how they're doing. Allow them to describe what they're going through, how they're feeling, to express themselves. Sometimes the greatest comfort you can offer someone is simply to listen. A lot of times we're able to work things out on our own when we talk to someone about it. We use them as a sounding board, and we're able to hear ourselves speak when we share with others. And in many cases, this is all we need. We're not looking for someone to solve our problem or even really to make comments. We're simply wanting someone to be there with us as we go through our pain. So being present is one way you can send peace to others. And I want to mention here that I'll always remember when my own meditation teacher many years ago shared with me how important it is when you are with someone who's in pain or experiencing sadness or grief, whatever it might be, that it's important to take care not to reinforce or deepen the pain. He said, try not to say you're sorry. And this surprised me. I thought, wow, what are you supposed to say? And you are sorry for the person. Why not say you're sorry? And he said that it was important not to reinforce any kind of helplessness or attachment or identification with a weakened state. He said instead to say, for example, if someone had an accident, oh, what happened? And they would tell you about what happened. And you would acknowledge that must have been really frightening or really painful. And then say something such as, I'm so glad that you have some great doctors who are helping you. Or I'm so glad that you have such inner strength. Or you're handling this situation so well. Or if someone has passed away and they are experiencing the loss of a loved one, he recommended not saying, oh, I'm so sorry, you must be so upset and what a loss. Instead, he recommended saying, I'm sending prayers for you. I'm thinking of your family right now, and please let me know how I can help you, or to say something really nice about the person who passed, to help to uplift this person rather than to reinforce the pain they're experiencing. If they want to talk about their pain or share it, to be there and to be present with them in their pain, but to encourage them and help lift them up. So this is one way you can offer your peace to someone. There are so many things going on in the world today and a lot of uncertainty, and many people are frightened. And so when you offer them your peace and you help to remind them of their strength and options they have, and that you're thinking of them and that you're with them, this can be such a comfort to others. I'll share that when I started to support others in this way, at first I found it difficult because I was so used to saying, I'm so sorry, and then they would tell me what would happen, and I would say, oh, I'm so sorry. I would meet them where they were at their weakened state, rather than to be the strength that they needed to draw from. So try this when you reach out to someone this week who you want to offer your peace to. Well, now it's time for your peace. So the breathing technique for today is a technique I hope you'll do throughout the week. It's where you inhale and exhale through your nose. So go ahead and sit up straight right now and close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward. And begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. And as your breath begins to calm down naturally, not forcing it in any way, just allow yourself to calmly become more at peace with your breath. And on your next breath, as you inhale, visualize someone in need. This could be yourself, if you feel you need a little extra support today. And as you exhale, send out your peace. Send your peace to someone, to some situation, or even to yourself. And begin to relax and feel this peace. Again, inhale through your nose, visualizing someone in need. As you're ready to exhale, send out your peace as you release your breath. And then relax and feel this peace within. Continue this breathing technique for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. And then remember to sit in inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.